Okay, let's move on to step two now. We're going to move 11 years later to 1787 and the writing of the Constitution of the United States. One of the big issues in deciding on a constitution, and one of the big roadblocks, was the whole issue of slavery. If you abolish slavery in 1787 at Philadelphia with the Constitution, then you're going to have the southern states, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, they're going to walk out. And you can't have a constitution without the southern states. So what the founders did in Philadelphia was actually kick the can down the road. They didn't deal with the slavery issue. And so what you get in Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3, what you end up having is a way to deal with the slave issue by not dealing with the slave issue. What they, in essence, did, and you can look it up there, is that they labeled black people, black slaves, as three-fifths of a person. This is the three-fifths compromise. And the three-fifths compromise said that you can count black, you can count slaves as three-fifths of a person in order for taxing purposes in the South, and you can count them as three-fifths of a person for representation in the House of Representatives. In essence, what you're doing is you're not giving black people any rights. If they aren't limited to three-fifths, then they gain full rights of the Constitution, which means that they have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have all of the rights of all Americans. So you can't do that and keep the southern states. Yet by giving them three-fifths status, now you're giving southern states more power in the House of Representatives. So it's a purely political move. How does it deal with Brown versus Board of Education and our march through the civil rights? Well, you know that when people sat down and they discussed and they made the decisions that Brown versus Board came up with, that they were looking back at this three-fifths compromise. Because the three-fifths compromise remains in effect in the Constitution until the end of the U.S. Civil War. With the Civil War, you have the 13th Amendment, which will prohibit slavery, the 14th, which protects citizenship rights, and the 15th, which protects voting rights. And so the three-fifths compromise is then struck from the Constitution. That's why when you look in your book and you see the Constitution and you go to that section in Article 1, you see it crossed out. It's been replaced by the 13th Amendment. And so now let's move on to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments.